How do I put this chat?
The chat just is an option at the bottom.
I got it. Now it's, I can just move it over to the side.
Yeah.
I have five people. I have seven people waiting to get in this meeting already.
Hey, what's the old vendors out there doing?
That is shared Christmas thinking about Easter baskets.
Mm.
So they were planning on being here for food, and they just kept it here because that's
we
where
just
they
spread out there in the north.
That's cool.
Yeah, go down to like that far corner, you guys. If you're gonna work off one, so you guys can work off that, and somebody can work over there. As long as we separate a little bit with the mute button, it doesn't echo. So, but when I put on the group chat, it'll just show up there on the side. And Sean, and then if I want to put where I can see everybody.
Yeah, you'll have to exit full screen mode to make it.
Minimize these. Okay, there's a chat. That's how I want it. With that chat over to the side.
It probably won't let you do the like gallery type thing until people start joining.
Until I join there.
Yeah.
Got it. All righty. This will be my side.
This is what mom called our Ida Sue teacher, but they're good to go. They don't really need anything. Just a heads up. I didn't, the house has been for sale. So she was telling, the way she talked to Heather is like she owned it, but Lori Seismer looked it up and she doesn't know.
Okay. Hey, for this meeting, so I'm going to start letting people in here so we're all on the same page. I will keep everybody muted, hopefully, at that point in time. If we have people asking questions, we'll answer them off the chat line is what I'll tell them to do is hit their chat button down at the bottom, write their question in, and then we'll answer them. The appropriate people will answer them. If we're running a little bit dry, nobody's asking anything, you know, then we'll just go around the room. Where Matt can update everybody. Where prom right now is being postponed. Graduation, we're looking at a save the date in June, pending the governor's order, if whether we're allowed to have so many people in the room and allowed to have graduation. So if you have things of information that you want to relay, we'll kind of just go around the room and take turns doing that. We'll allow one school to go first, then to the next, then to the next, and we'll just kind of run through it from there. Now, I started separating, telling people to separate from each other because when Katie and I were in the same vicinity of 10 feet, it echoed. So just, I would, if somebody wants to come up, work off that desk or anything along those lines, they're like, yeah, I'm going to start letting people in at 10:55, so make sure you're up and running. I'm seeing 18 participants. But my goal is, like I said, to mute everybody, keep everybody muted, answer questions from the chat line, go from there.
Perfect. Mine says it's still wrong. Right?
Rob and Matt, you guys may echo being that close to each other. The same.
I haven't started to let people in yet.
I have a group of people down there.
Can you see who's waiting to get in? Like, could you let me in?
I could see waiting room. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you would, yeah, if you want to see.
Jody, are you in?
Uh-huh. It said I'm just waiting on you.
I'm sorry. I missed you here then. Are you Jay Hers?
Just no video. You have your video turned off now. Do you need me to show you?
What's up?
Your video's not on yet.
Well, I'm just working on it.
Oh.
Well, we're up to 41.
So what will happen? Your screen will show 25 people the most. And just see the next set of people, you have to go to the second screen. Yep.
I'm not going to pick up. He's already just have
time. All right, letting people in.
Thanks. Can I game was at your house? Would you rather ask? I was wondering about your rentals.
No.
There's Cole. There you are. Oops.
All right. Hey, welcome everybody. Right now I have everybody on a mute. We found it easier with everybody being here. We have over 50 participants in the room here. with everybody being in there, so we're not talking over top of one another. So I found it easier to mute everybody, and then we'll try to answer questions through the chat button. Each principal is prepared to go over a handful of items of anticipated questions, and I would say probably the high school has the most questions regarding prom, graduation, scheduling for next year, and what those schedules are going to look like. So I'm going to unmute Mr. Rodriguez here and Mr. Marshall. How about Mr. Marshall? Mr. Marshall, are you ready?
Yep, I'm
good. All right, I'll unmute Mr. Marshall and allow him to go. Okay, what's that? Oh, there you go.
Good morning, everybody. Basically, a quick update on graduation will be, depending obviously on the governor's dates of releasing everybody, we would be looking at a save the date in June that we would do in the gymnasium, just as we did last year. The tickets, we've already received all of those orders on Google Docs. Those would all stay the same. If we get pushed back further than that, then at that point in time, we'll meet as an admin team and figure out a solution of how we can best go through a graduation ceremony in July. What that would look like right now, we're unsure of, and hopefully we don't have to move it back that far. Currently, prom is postponed. We can fit students trying to get the best situation to have their junior senior prom. As far as sports goes, I will be updating my Twitter account or the Twitter account Junior Senior High School of the updates from OHSAA. Obviously, those are all tentative. Stating that if we do put forward academic, like there have been a lot of positives. I know this is a learning curve for parents and a lot of our staff. I've been following along on all of the Google Classrooms. It looks like we're getting a really good participation percentage. Obviously, students learning without the quality instruction that they receive daily is a whole different world, but our staff and students, along with parents at home, have been doing an awesome job. So kudos to all three parties. As far as schedules, I know a lot of those schedules were already done before we left. I know that April and Jenna are currently working on the master schedule. Once those get that gets completed, we'll start plugging in students into their classes. And basically, if we're not back at school, we'll be doing some phone conferencing, making sure that students get to pick their electives and go through their courses, depending on the changes that we need to update. I would say that is. Oh, it is.
I added the Twitter stuff that they need to go over prom
again. Okay. Just to update the prom again, basically right now, until we know a date, it will continue to be postponed. If we do school on May 4th or there shortly after, I will be sitting down and working with those students and planning out a new date for the prom. Hopefully we can keep our current locations for the prom and after prom. And obviously we're at the mercy of what the governor allows us to do. Is there anything else on Twitter?
I just added check Twitter for updates.
Yep. All right. Those are the large updates for junior, senior high.
Good morning, everyone. Just some updates for Hazel Harvey. We are still completing our learning packets. If you have not picked up your new set of learning packets for the next 3 weeks, those are available right outside the main entrance, located in grade level in homeroom specific bins. There's also grade level bins marked for your turn-in of completed packets, so you can get those turned in as well, so that teachers can be looking through those and offering feedback. I cannot say enough how much we appreciate all the parents' support at home. To echo what Mr. Rodriguez had said, we know this is not a typical learning environment. This is not a traditional educational style, but we do commend your efforts in helping your child maintain and continue their learning, even though it's in a much different fashion. So thank you for completing that work. If you are unable to complete any of the work, we understand that, especially with the power outages, the internet that has been down. So just whatever you can do, whether it's reading, practicing your writing, math, just keep working daily as much as you can. And we, again, understand that this is very different. It's different for us as well. So it's learning for all of us involved. So thank you for what you're doing. If you have questions, please feel free to reach out to any of your teachers through email. You can contact me through email, and we'll go from there. So we all have business hours. We're all open to responding pretty quickly through email. Our grading at Hazel Harvey is going to probably look a little different than in the past. It is definitely more as things are getting completed and as you're turning in assignments or communicating with the teachers, they are just going to offer you feedback as we work through that process. So grading at the intermediate school and the high school may look a little different, especially since they're using Google Classroom and those assignments can be graded throughout, or feedback can be more immediate throughout. But if you have questions, again, please let us know so that we can continue to communicate with you as best as possible. Thank you.
All right. You're connected now, Jamie.
All right. Hi guys, thank you everyone for joining us today. CIS, all of our classes have moved to Google Classroom. The students are doing a fantastic job at checking in daily, checking their different classrooms. Our specials teachers have created Google Classrooms as well for our students. They have done fantastic. I just have to say thank you to the parents and the kids who have taken time to figure out how to log into Google Classroom. All of our grades are being put onto progress books so that you can log in and check if there's anything missing for your child. The kids have uploaded videos, uploaded pictures. They have wonderful projects going on at home, and we just want to say thank you to the parents because this has been a lot of effort at home as well. We have bins here at CIS where you can turn in any of the work that was completed prior, but everything else now is just through Google Classroom. If any families that you are aware of are struggling with any type of internet connection or getting the time and ability to log in online, we can get packets for them if you happen to know of anyone, but everyone has been doing a great job. Right now, our students are being graded through some points and the work that they are turning in. There are quizzes online through Edgelastic or Khan Academy, or their writing assignments that are being turned in. So we are doing some grading, and that's what would be marked as missing on progress book in case you want to check in. We have extended any of our due dates because of weather, and for anyone that just needs extra time just due to access of computers and technology at home as well. If you have any questions, though, our teachers are available throughout the day through their school email or the kids' email when they log into Google Classrooms through their Gmail accounts. All of the teachers are checking that and have been doing a fantastic job about replying to parents. So if there's anything that you need, please let us know. Also, if there's anything that you need outside of school stuff, we are still delivering or we're doing our lunches on Mondays and Thursdays. And if anyone has any need for breakfasts and lunches, please email us and let us know or give the schools a call. We are all checking our voicemails at every building. But we really, truly appreciate the efforts of our amazing community at this time.
Yeah, we have a maximum amount of 100 people. And so we're going to go through the questions that are popping up on the screens. We're trying to answer the information that we thought would be most pertinent to people. And then we're going to record this entire session. So it'll be available on the website. So if you do have to leave, you can always come back to it. And I'll continue to admit people. The administrators are now getting off of their computers and going to team up so we can come back through a couple things. And so we're just working through that issue right here. It's a great one to have, having over 100 people involved in the meeting. The meal process is going extremely well. We did lose power at CIS, and so we did have people come into work and move the food out of the freezers and coolers at CIS and take it over to Hazel Harvey so everything could stay fresh and cold and frozen as necessary. And we will not be able to move that food back to CIS until next Tuesday or Wednesday. So today, meals are being distributed from Hazel Harvey, not CIS. And on Monday, meals will be distributed from Hazel Harvey and not CIS. So I'm going to have Mr. Seeker report a little bit on athletics and the update from the OHSAA. And then we'll get back to Mr. Rodriguez, who will update you on some of the grading procedures at the high school. Thank you.
Good morning. Just to reiterate, we did get a text that came out yesterday from OHSAA, Jerry Snodgrass. We are still under the mandatory no contact period until May 1st. The OHSAA did send out in the possibility that we do return to school on May 4th. We will have an abbreviated spring sports season with an acclimation period of about a week, and then we will start an abbreviated season that will hopefully conclude somewhere for all spring sports the weekend of June 27th. So again, we are on a mandatory no contact period. Our coaches and athletes should not have any contact until we get more information from the state. That is the latest update. Our coaches can contact and communicate with our athletes via internet, social media, or whatever, but there should be no physical contact between the coaches and our athletes at this time. As soon as we get more information in regards to moving forward, hopefully, we will share that with you. So thank you. Keep our kids safe.
All right, just to clear up some of the grading processes, basically the junior high school has looked at going grades for a vast majority of assignments. Basically, our teachers are still going with those, but adding those assignments. So,
Matt, you're cutting out.
It says my internet connection is unstable.
Yep, it is.
Got it? All right. Now, our teachers will be giving some quizzes, some assessments, some assessment grades. Those will be graded as normal.
You're gone.
Our goal is to get more participating and completing the activities. Our system will reflect that type of work ethic and those types of things. Our goal is that everyone would be able to do all tasks
Can't hear you.
Okay. Let's see. And, all right. I'm unmuted. We should be okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, can you turn back? complete all the tasks. Obviously do the best that you can. We want you working with parents, working with others, obviously from a distance, completing projects. If you do have questions, our staff should have posted hours, twice a day for any questions or concerns. But please, as you complete the tasks, you will have a successful report card and grade point average, I guarantee you. A couple things. We have had a couple email us that the Chromebooks aren't working that you have had and checked out from the school. If that is the case, just email us. Myself or Mr. Marshall or Mr. Seeker can come in and trade that out. Also, if you do not have Wi-Fi, and I have received some emails, we will start gathering up packets that can be picked up on Monday or Thursday during those lunch times and then dropped off. And then our staff will go ahead and grade those and then post those also in progress book. So hopefully that relieves some stress that I know many students are going through if they've missed a couple on some assignments. That's my update. Thank you.
Sean has a.
You're good. All right. So, from a special education team, I just wanted to touch base. We have been sending out lots of updates through emails and then also through Google Classroom. Please make sure that you are checking your emails from your service providers and then also from your intervention specialists that you are working with. You should have contact with them through, like I said, Google Classroom and then email as well. We have been conducting IEP meetings through phone conferences and then also through Zoom as well. And then using different ways to obtain signatures and to signatures and communication throughout. But please just make sure that you're checking your emails for updates on meetings, and that way we can continue to have them. That's what I have.
All right. I want to thank everybody for typing in the questions over there on chat. It allows us to keep up with everybody and answer questions as we go. We still plan on having our summer reading program with Hazel Harvey students, the K-2. We're planning on June, and we're trying to create a online version just in case we're not allowed to have the kids in the classroom together and come up with a different method with that piece. The grounds, for those of you that are listening out here, we've cut down a lot of trees. Some of them were dead or we're dying over here at CIS. But one of the big problems with the trees, they've provided so much shade on the tennis courts. The tennis courts would get a little bit of a mold on them and were very slippery. We needed the sun to actually hit the courts so it could keep the mold from growing on top of it. So we did get those trees cut down. Now, please do not take trucks or anything back there, but if you want kindling wood, there is a bunch of it. You may get a wheelbarrow back there from the side, walk beside the old basketball courts and load up some of that wood. If you want any of that trees that are cut down or any of that wood for kindling wood, feel free to come back with a wheelbarrow and grab some. Our maintenance guys will be happy. They'll have less to clean up or less to stack a little bit later. We are holding our maintenance and custodians out of work. And this will happen again for next week. As I've been advised by the health department to keep everybody out at least one more week. We may have one person come in each day to start cutting grass, because the grass is growing and it is getting high in some areas with that. So we will have some basic work going on around the school buildings as we come in the upcoming days. But for the most part, we're still going to have people working from home and doing those areas. For those teachers that are listening, expect an email from me and your building principals later today. I've for Hazel Harvey and CIS teachers, we've created a web training through Zoom that will take place on STAR. And so the first one will be on Tuesday the 14th at 10 a.m., but we'll get you some training on STAR. So as I look through this, I will continue to update some of the questions that I have coming across here. One of them is, do I anticipate us returning to school? Well, we've leveled off in turning with the health department and what we're hearing from the governor as to whether they'll allow us to come back in May. I've not gotten any direction from anyone at this point in time. If I had to guess, my answer will be, small groups will be allowed back in to hand in books, computers, meet with teachers, go over some scheduling things in very small groups. But I do not anticipate everybody coming back to school in the month of May. I anticipating they will allow us to meet with students in small groups, 2 to 3, 8, something in that number, to finish out the year, talk to seniors about transcripts and those pieces. What I do know about colleges is they are all extending their registration period. So I have not heard of a college that has not extended their registration period. I've talked to representatives at Kent State, Stark State, Akron, Wayne College, Worcester, Mount Union, Cleveland State, Tri-C, some of the popular ones that are close by, and they've all said that they're extending everything to August in terms of registration. So that should not be a concern for seniors at this point in time. And usually this is crunch time, because it will take some time to transfer the grades into our student data system to generate a transcript. So we'll be working through that. We know everybody wants them. We'll ask for your patience on those pieces, but I know our guidance counselors will be working on them as soon as we can start getting that information together. Going back through the questions, I was asked, are we 6 feet apart? We asked that for the seniors, the high school principals, they're taking turns moving back and forth to the computers. Summer practices will be the same thing. If schools are shut down, we'll have a no contact period. If we are allowed to have kids back in to the building, I'm sure the coaches will want to get their kids back in and start the workouts with that. But we'll take our lead from the governor on that one. Okay. Matt, I did get some, can you repeat for new participants, wanted information on prom and graduation again. So we're going to kind of start over our presentation a little bit, you know, at this point in time, unless we get some new questions, but we'll start our presentation over and allow Mr. Rodriguez to go through high school prom and graduation procedures. All right, Mr. Rodriguez wants to go last. We have a tech problem. Mr. Seeker is up. Maybe he's not. Okay, we're going to put Mr. Seeker on Mrs. Hughes' computer.
It says I'm muted, but unmuted by the host.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I just wanted to reiterate again what I went over earlier. We are still in the mandatory no contact period for athletics until May 1st. If you wanted to go to Ohio High School Athletic Association.org, that's OHSAA.org, Jerry Snodgrass sent out a memo yesterday, a member school update, a new spring sports schedule should we happen to go back to school beginning May 4th. That's doubtful, but this is a schedule that the OHSA just sent out Monday. You can check it. But basically, if we do go back to school on May 4th, there'd be a week-long acclimation period, and then the spring sports seasons would start May 9th. And again, that's a big if. But if we come back to school May 4th, they're looking to start the spring sports season on May 9th, and it would conclude at the end of June. We will continue to monitor the situation through the governor and the state of Ohio, not only regarding spring sports, but then also our fall sports and our summer practices. So at this time, we are still on the mandatory shutdown. Once we receive any new information from the state or the governor regarding athletics, we'll update you on that.
It's on my Twitter site.
It's also on the Twitter site, Chippewa Twitter site. Mr. Rodriguez has updated it to the Chippewa Twitter site if you need to go there to get the OHSA new spring sports schedule tentative. Okay? Thank you.
Mr. Osborne has asked me to update a little bit about the summer reading program and the information that we have regarding that. Last year, we were able to do that at Hazel Harvey, and without having any knowledge of whether we can move forward with that or not, we are looking into an online platform and doing some virtual meetings with students. So much like last year, our summer reading program will be by invitation. We are targeting our population of students that have the most risk of having the summer slide or showing regression through the summer. But I do not want to turn away other students. So if there are children that you feel like your student would benefit from some extra help through the summer, especially if we're doing it online, I can send out all of the information and materials via email, or we can do bins again at the school, that you are welcome to come and pick up that same information and those same materials to help work with your child at home. Again, the students that would have instruction provided to them through the virtual online model would be targeted, and they would be some of our students that are through invite. So staff members that are going to help with the summer reading program would be reaching out to those students. But again, all students would have access to the additional materials and online resources that we can send out. If you have interest in the summer reading program, please send me an email. My email is located on our website. You can find that easily. I would love to be able to help you and your child however we can through the summer. So as we learn more about what this online program will look like, we will update you with that, and those invites will be sent out. It will be during the month of June, and we're looking at a 2 to 3 week period. Thanks.
I was asked a question about information, if I've received any information about any of our students and or staff that have been identified with the COVID, the coronavirus. We would be updated from the health department if it was one of our students and it happened during the school year. And I have not been updated by the health department regarding any of our staff or any of our students at that point in time that they have been had the disease. So we get that information from the health department, and my understanding as to how it works is they get the information from the patient. The patient tells them, you know, when did you start feeling symptoms? If those symptoms would have taken place during the school, we would have been notified as a school at that point, and I have received no notification. So I did see here that there was a student here that potential, but I have not been notified by the health department regarding that. What I can say is our buildings have been deep cleaned. We went through spring break because we was assuming we were going to be back the first week of April at that point in time, and to make sure our buildings have been deep cleaned, and we touched every surface that we can touch, every locker inside and outside, locker rooms, obviously bathrooms, classroom, desk, chairs, you know, even the legs of the chairs underneath, tables, everything that we could touch, we have cleaned. And so we've really done our due diligence with that piece. As we look through that, I mean, the information that I received from the health department, the information that I received from the Superintendents Association, who's in direct contact with the governor's staff and the state superintendent, I try to put out a weekly update with everything that I know. I will continue to do that as we go through the process. the principals will update students and staff about what's happening in their buildings and those activities, and I will try to have a district perspective on everything. But a lot of the information that you have is the same information that I have. That as I receive it from the governor, I watch the show at 2 o'clock, waiting to get the updates, listen to how it impacts schools. I talk to other superintendents to make sure I'm interpreting the information as the same way that they are. And then I try to disseminate that information back out. I would like to, and I try not to do this because this is a collective team, but Chrissy Shafrath has been a tremendous leader in this meal program. Everybody has helped out. Lori Sizemore has done a great job organizing her staff and getting things set up back and forth. But getting back to Chrissy, we are averaging over 1,000 meals each day that we are giving out. So we are getting meals to our kids. We are delivering meals to homes for those that are unable to get to us. But we are averaging over 1,000 meals a day. And as Chrissy told me the other day, she is ordering so much food at one time. She's actually putting in more hours now that there's no school without kids than there are when there's kids here. It's easy to monitor, but she has been done a fantastic job with that. So if you see her around town or see her out there, definitely thank her. Principals, I've updated or admitted into the meeting about 30 new people in the last couple minutes. So if we want to go back around, I'll go to Mrs. Ollinger next, and we'll kind of start over the meeting again in terms of information from her building regarding grades, picking up packets, if you're having problems with your computer, what you need to do.
Okay. Welcome, everyone who's new. We are just going to kind of repeat some of the information we already repeated. Thank you to all the families and your hard work at home. Our students have done a fantastic job about accessing their Google Classrooms, getting their work completed and turned in. We have handed out many of our Chromebooks, and if anyone does need any more access to a Chromebook, please email myself or Matt and Rob at the junior senior high, because we are happy to help with that support as well. Our students have been accessing their Google Classrooms every day, completing their assignments within each of their classes, and have done some fantastic art and music and Flipgrid videos that we have been posting on Facebook and Twitter, because at home you guys are doing a fantastic job supporting your students, and we are very grateful. If you need any help, have any questions, please email the teachers through our school email, or if your child is logged into Google, they can use their Gmail account and email their teachers as well, and they will get back to you as quickly as possible. They are trying their best to meet family needs. They respond to emails throughout the day and even into the evening, because I know access is different for everybody. And we appreciate that support at home. We've had the majority of our kids online, but if you do, or if you're struggling with any form of internet access at home and you need paper packets for your child, please email me. We will get those delivered to you. We have bins right outside of the school for any completed work to be turned into. It's right where you buzz in. And that can be turned in at any time. Those were the packets that were originally sent home when we left before spring break. Right now, all of our work is online. I don't know if I have any questions specifically. If school does resume in May, and I have a question about a child being a high-risk student, we can definitely address that need personally for you at that time. We realize that some of our students do have different medical needs, and we would be happy to address that depending on what happens as we continue to move forward. I think that might be it.
on the second page.
He, yeah. I know that there's a lot of people that have been trying to log in too. And we're at our max. So if you feel like your answer or your questions have been answered, we're trying to record this so that you have access to this at any time. I've gotten quite a few emails about families trying to log in.
We sat here. Okay. Back to the junior senior high school. One of the questions that has come up is the Washington, D.C. trip and refunding. Mr. Lindemann, myself, and Mr. Osborne have been in contact with the touring company. We are working with them. Obviously, they have many, many trips that have been canceled. They are working on refunds from their end because they had to get the buses, hotels, and other vendors that they were have already spent the money with. They're working on getting the refunds there. As soon as we get any updates, we will email out all of those senior parents and let you know. Obviously, we are trying to work as quickly as possible, but unfortunately, with everything shut down and the many different trips that this touring company had, it's going to take some time. But as we get updates, we will make sure and keep you guys updated as well. Graduation, just to repeat from earlier, depending on obviously when we're all released, basically we would be looking at a June graduation, having it exactly how we did last year at the school. We have not come up with a date in June as of yet. I'm probably going to be looking at sending a survey out to our seniors and seeing and getting their input on a couple different choices of graduation. If for whatever reason we can't get back into school by our June date, then we will meet as an admin team and look at some type of graduation ceremony, however that may be done, in July. The Google tickets survey has already gone out. Parents have already requested their tickets. Those tickets will stand. We will not have to redo those at all. So parents, you can rest assured we already have that. Mrs. DeAngelis has taken care of that and has that all ready to go once we want to pass those tickets out. Prom currently is postponed. Again, we're waiting for more information from the governor. If we do return to school and are able to have a prom at a later date, that would be fantastic. And I will be working with those students to come up with a date that works. And hopefully the venue that we were going to have it at would also be available. If not, looking at a venue to have that prom. So currently it is just postponed. Scheduling, I did reach out to April. All grades have finished their scheduling as far as what classes they would like to take. April and Jenna are working on that at home. They believe that they will have about 99% of the scheduling done by May 1st through the 4th, something of that nature. We are looking at adding some different classes for grades, our junior high grades, some CTE, which is career tech. If we do not get back to school, we will be sending out a Google survey, and those students will just be ranking some courses, some new, some existing, of what they would like to take. And then April and Jenna will be scheduling those into the master schedule as well. Before we do anything like that, we will be sending out an email on final forms and our communications via text and email to make sure that everyone is aware. As far as the homework is going and assessments, it's been very good. I have been emailed by some parents with some great questions. Our staff, parents, and students have done a phenomenal job. Our percentage of completion is fantastic. And as we've said, continue to complete those tasks. We know that obviously the instruction is not there in all cases. We do have some different lectures going on and teaching via video and those types of things. But the work has just been phenomenal, and I applaud all of you for that piece. If you are having trouble with your Chromebooks, please email myself or Mr. Marshall. We'll make sure and meet you and get that exchanged out for one that is working. Also, if Wi-Fi for whatever reason is not working, or lose power, those types of things, and need some packets, we can make sure and give you those during the food pickup time, and then we would set up a drop-off time as well. Also, if you do have any questions on scheduling, feel free to email April or Jenna if you have any questions on those. And as we get closer to graduation, if there are any questions, you can email either of those two or myself, and we will answer them to the best of our ability. Those are the updates from the junior senior high school.
I see that April Roth answered the question. Transcripts is what the armed services need. If your student is going to, into an armed service, they're going to want the transcripts. Please email the guidance, your guidance counselor directly for those transcripts, and we'll be able to get those to you. I know there's a wait. There has to be a break in between they, when they graduate and ask you to report the basic training. So we do want to take care of that. For the parents that are here, you're seeing somewhat firsthand the business that a teacher does is not actually delivering the content, but it's that transition from knowing something to actually applying it and the analyzation that comes with that information you have in other areas. And the teacher is able to provide that in the classroom, and they recognize those transitions. What we're really trying to do utilizing the online is to help with that transition. And we understand, the principals understand, the teachers understand that the student may get a little frustrated with that because they have to work through part of that transition on their own. So keep positive, stay with them, work through it, email teachers, email your principals. If you get stuck, we expect that to happen. And we're continue to work with solutions. And some of the best ideas we've received have come from students that have emailed back to their teacher saying, if you did this, it's easier to upload. If you give us access to this, I can give you this information quicker. So they've been extremely helpful in that piece. All right. So I'll continue to go through the questions or they're popping up here. I see a CIS question there, Jamie. Do you see it?
Yeah, I'm typing out an answer now. Yes, our bins are right outside the front door to CIS, and you can turn those in at any time that is convenient for you, and they will stay out there. Teachers, as they have stopped into the building, have collected some of the completed work, but we will continue to collect that completed work that was originally handed out, and we will continue to just keep those containers available for you.
Thanks, Jamie.
Yes, our state testing has been dismissed for this school year. And let's see. If there are any questions that you have, if you type them down on the right-hand corner in the chat bar, we are reading those and responding to those as quickly as we see them. Just to help out.
We had a question regarding preschool and kindergarten registration. We are not taking those in person at this time. However, if you log on to the district website and click on the final forms link, you can start to create and initiate the registration process if you open up and complete your portion in the 2021 school year. We will be checking those, and those will give us alerts of when we have new students enrolled and registered. And from there, then we can get you the additional information that you would need to complete prior to having your child enrolled fully for the next school year. So much of that would just be your dental records, immunizations, and that kind of thing. And we would get you that information. But everything else to start the registration process will take place through final forms. So I would direct anybody to go onto that website and start that process and get that completed so that we can see who has shown interest in enrolling their child for the 2021 school year. As far as scheduling for at Hazel Harvey, there was another question, I believe, on there from a Hazel Harvey parent. There is not scheduling for our building like at the high school. So your child will be enrolled into the next grade level. They will have an assigned home room, and then from there they will have a reading and a math teacher based on some baseline assessments at the beginning of the school year. So those things will be communicated later in August once home rooms have been established for the different grade levels, and then you will hear from your homeroom teacher or the reading or math teacher who will be instructing your child based on those assessments at the beginning of our school year. So I hope that that answers those questions. If there's any more, please keep them coming in the chat portion of this Zoom meeting. We are seeing those as they come in, and we can answer them for you.
One of the questions I got on my email here was about open enrollment. Yes, the district office is still open. The open enrollment package can be, we have a box right there. You can put it in through the front door. There's a mail slip there. Just drop it off in the box. And we get that daily. Somebody stops in the office, either from the business office or myself, and we get that information, and then we will put that back together. But in terms of those deadlines and those dates, yes, we are still open for open enrollment at this point in time. It is a first come, first serve. So when the packets arrived, we will put a time and date that we actually put it on there. We'll go from the postmark if it's on there, if it's dropped off as soon as we get that, but we do get it daily. So everything will still take place on that end. Mr. Rodriguez.
Two questions that came up. The first one was about final forms. How final forms should work going into next year is everything should preload from your past year. So the biggest things will be is if there's any changes to emails, phone numbers, addresses, those types of things, but all your other information should already be preloaded on there. And then you and your child will just have to sign off on the appropriate pieces as far as code of conduct, different sports or activities they're playing in. So the process should be much quicker than it was this year with all the information already loaded in. Another question is about school sports. Mr. Seeker was talking about it earlier. You can go on either OHSA or onto our junior senior high Twitter, and they have a mock schedule drawn up if we were to resume school in early May. Obviously, this is all right now just speculation, and we're going to see how that transitions out as the governor opens, you know, the state back up and we move forward. Obviously, we will have much more information on spring sports, summer workouts, those types of schedules, because it will be completely different than anything we've seen before. So we'll work through that as an admin team and with our coaches and figure out schedules so that all sports will have equal opportunity.
One of the updates I got here in my email was about the board meeting on Monday. Yes, it's still going on as planned. We'll be doing it through Zoom just like this, and people will be muted, you know, for that point in time until we do a public participation. But it should be a short meeting. The agenda is posted on the website. There is not an executive session where there's any things that are going to take place and be answered or talk about executive session and come back and be voted upon. So we'll be moving through that meeting, but it will take place as planned, but it will be on Zoom, and it will be published on the website as to how to join that meeting. Katie, you said I missed a question?
I have a question. There was one.
Okay, I saw a question about extended school year. That is an IEP team decision. So if that's something that you're wondering about for your student with special needs. Sorry, it's very delayed in here. That is something that the IEP team will have to discuss together to determine whether or not extended school year is needed. So if that's a question that you have, just go ahead and send me an email. My information is on the school website.
Once again, we'd like to thank people for joining in. We did record this, so there's a lot of information that's repetitive that comes back through, but we're trying to get and maintain the lines of communication as best as we can. Update people. We've made ourselves available for the 2 hours today. We will repeat this next week, and we'll be working from our homes or offices, depending on the governor's orders, but we'll repeat this next week in a similar format where we can get people to join in and also allow for questions to be asked, and hopefully we can answer everything that comes on. But principals will send out weekly updates to staff and students. I will put out weekly updates on the website with a letter for me, and then it goes out through final forms and through school messenger. If anything comes up in an emergency thing where I get notified from the health department about a contact or information they want me to go, then you'll hear from me personally on the school messenger, and I'll get that out. Questions regarding scheduling, questions regarding sports, please write them in the chat. We're trying to monitor it, and then therefore we can jump on that in any way, shape, or form. You know, if we can get those answers out to you, I should say that. One of the questions I just got, we're going to start school in the fall earlier as a result of this. Today, the answer is no, but I'll say this, you know, during this pandemic, I've asked everybody to be fluid. We may have to start earlier. We may have to start later if they ask us to wait until after Labor Day to continue to flatten that line and make sure that we don't have a spike when kids return to school. So we'll play that by ear with the governor and what the state superintendent recommends. But as of right now, we still plan on everything starting on schedule. And as we release, you know, the master schedule for next year, but that may change. So just we'll maintain that fluid, but if something comes up, I will ask and I will get that information out. I never thought it was so difficult to admit people to a meeting, but apparently when I talk and the admit sign comes up, well, I lose my train of thought. It's a little more complicated than I thought trying to manage this meeting. I'm going to have to put somebody younger in charge. At my age, this is a little more difficult than I anticipated. We do try to put information out there through social media. I use my Twitter at T. Osborne, 1997. I know Mrs. Ollinger, Mrs. Hughes, and Mr. Rodriguez put it out there through their school pages. We use the website as much as we possibly can to update information. It appears that it's going well. If you do have questions or concerns, please email your principals. We will get answers to you. All the questions we got today have been fantastic. I'm sure this information everybody wants to hear. If you know of somebody that did not participate or was unable to participate because they were in work, we chose 11-to-1 finger, and somebody may be on a lunch break and be able to pick up on part of it. So if you are new to the meeting and you need any information, you can just type in graduation, you can type in prom, you can type in scheduling, meals, grading, how things are going to be graded. If you are asking about grading or scheduling, please identify what age group we're looking at or what grade they are, and so the appropriate principal can respond to you. We didn't know what to anticipate. I look down here, and I got 11:55 on my computer. We're going to be open for business from 11 to 1. If this may sound weird, but I'm running out of things to talk about, so if The questions are helpful, and usually I'm pretty good at carrying on a conversation. But here's a question I got on an email regarding the stadium. We did lock down the stadium. We were asked to do that by the governor's office and saying all school facilities, if you were not able to clean those on a daily basis, not to allow people to use them. So that's why we did lock down the stadium and to keep people out of there on there because we are not there cleaning it on a daily basis. Will we clean that thoroughly? Absolutely. If we get the news that we're going to open up school or we're going to have practices or teams are allowed to meet, we will go back through that. I have reached out to our installer regarding the turf itself, whether we can put, what do we need to do, and there is sanitizer. We will purchase that sanitizer and put it on the turf and get that out there as soon as we can. But so we are keeping track of some of those things right now. All right. Reiterating this, I did see a person come back here with the wheelbarrows. I was looking out the window. Yes, we did cut down a bunch of trees so the sun could get on the tennis courts. It was blocking the sun, so we did have a little bit of mold getting on those courts, and they were slippery for the kids when they played. So we used this time to cut down some of those trees. If you would like wood for your fireplace, or if you would like to pick up some kindling wood, I know our maintenance department would love for you guys to pick it up for them. Feel free. Do not drive back there. We do not own the property along the sheds. That is not ours. Please park in the parking lot. Use a wheelbarrow. Use a tarp. Take it along the back side of the tennis courts where the trees used to be. And please be safe. But just grab small handfuls of some kindling wood and our split wood back there, and feel free to take it with you and help our maintenance guys out of there. All right, good. So I see a lot of questions coming in, and I believe
There was a question about students. Our teachers are marking assignments in progress book as missing so that as a parent, you can then look and log into your progress book login and see that there's a missing assignment. There are due dates on assignments for CIS, but we do extend due dates for students who just need extra time or due to access to internet. And if teachers are not Yes, sorry. One of the questions too, at the intermediate, just like the high school, is the teachers are emailing parents as well or touching base with parents if we see things are missing. We really do appreciate those who've taken time to log in today just to check in with us and all the work that you guys are doing at home, checking in with your students, making sure they're getting things turned in. That support that you guys are providing at home, we are very grateful for.
Rob, is it your computer?
Yes.
Okay. The only question that came up was for eighth grade about how do we know if things are not turned in or how do parents know? And I wrote an answer on the chat group chat there, but basically, our teachers are monitoring daily. I'm also going in and out of the Google Classrooms as well. If they are not turning things in, our teachers are emailing out. They will not do it right away just because some students are a day or two behind, depending on, you know, with the electric or just getting work done, those types of things. But if there is a big group of work that has not been turned in, then those staff members are reaching out to parents and students, asking if there are any issues or if they can help in any way. Also, if you happen to be on progress book and see that assignments are not turned in and you believe you've turned them in, please email myself and the staff so that we can double check and just make sure that, one, those have been received, and two, if they have been, why they are not appearing in the grade book.
You're not being very helpful. I apologize. I lost my screen in the video through the whole thing. We were told to Zoom is a 1 hour, but the schools are allowed to have 2 hours. That's why we did the 2 hours. And then I lost everything. My screen went completely blank. So I do apologize for that. So appreciate Mrs. Zollinger and Mr. Rodriguez kind of picking up the gap there. Officer Samples came in. I want to remind everybody to be safe and be smart out there. And also at the same point in time that, yes, you should not be in the stadium. Stay out of the stadium. You should not be on the field or on the track at this point in time. One of the questions was, did we already clean the locker rooms? The answer to that is yes. They have been sanitized and thoroughly cleaned. We did that over spring break, anticipating being back in April. Like I said, fantastic questions. If you keep the questions coming, our principals are answering them as they come across. Some are being able to type the answers to, but we would also like to be able to say them out loud for everybody to hear so we can keep track. Mr. Samples, do you have anything to add? I'm trying to unmute.
There you go.
There he is.
There we go. Hey, if you guys need anything, just reach out to the police department. I know we had a big storm the other day. Use us. We can go out to the county, anywhere. If you guys need a Chromebook, anything like that, meals, please reach out to us. We're more than police officers. We're here as administration, too. Stay off the turf, please. Don't do drugs and stop vaping.
That's perfect. I don't have any recent questions.
I'm checking my email right now to see if anything has popped up. Oh, yes, we did have come back up. We should be staying off the playgrounds. We have not put any yellow tape lines on the playground, but I did get an update for that. We are going to go out and do that, that we should not be on the playground equipment. We did sanitize it. We are going to, when the maintenance and custodians come back in, we are going to go back and re-sanitize the playground equipment, but our playgrounds are closed. We should not be playing on the slides, the monkey bars, the swings, or any of the equipment out there at the playground. That is closed. I did leave the tennis courts open. We're not supposed to be meeting in large groups, but it is an activity that you're going back and forth with that. Those are open at this point in time, unless I hear from the governor or the health department that I need to shut those down. So, yes, Mr. Rodriguez is touching his face. It's, might as well, anything that gets him in trouble, so I'm happy about it. All right. With a number of questions that did come up, one thing I'll suggest to Mrs. Behrens and Mrs. Roth is maybe they have a Zoom meeting for senior students to log in if they have any questions or concerns regarding their transcripts and where they need to be sent and materials like that, that they could create their own meeting for seniors somewhere here at the end of April, the 1st of May, if they have any concerns regarding those and what their transcripts and where they need to be sent at. They can work with that directly, but and do a quick presentation. But I implore people, please contact your teachers. They check their messages. Their email is open. Mr. Linder's doing a great job making sure all the technology is checked daily to make sure there's nothing held up in there or anything stopping it from getting to the teachers. And so they are checking email on a daily basis. Calls that come into the school buildings are being forwarded to the secretaries. There's a call forward button. So even though the building appears to be closed, if you call in, those phone calls are forwarded to either to the building principal or the building secretary, and they will disseminate that information to the appropriate person for any questions that come up. All right. I'm going through the questions here. Did anybody recognize a question come up that I have not seen?
I'm typing to the one.
Okay. I'm trying to give you, it's moving a little slow for me to unmute people. Mrs. Hughes was trying to update everybody. Last year, the summer reading program took place over a three-week period. We're still looking to start up in the middle of June. Officer Samples and Chief Tester, for those that sign up early for that, is going to have a lunch period. And don't you have something going on with Safety Town? Or you could have pizza at Safety Town. If you sign up for both, if you sign up for the summer reading and Safety Town, you get a pizza party with Officer Samples and Chief Tester and Chief Four. They're like that. And so we're trying to, you know, continue operations as much as normal. And I spent the morning meeting with STAR, which is our testing program that we use to measure our kids' growth. And they have an online program that they're going to open up for us this summer if we need to, so we can do it all online. And there are books that you can actually listen to and or read, depending on which way you like, if you want to be read to, if you like to hear the books that way with that piece. Matt, I did get an email, want to know if we've covered anything. So if you can go over prom and graduation again, somebody just logged on. I just added a couple people, and that was a question I got through an email. I'm trying to unmute you.
Okay. I was just answering one of them on the chat room. Basically, the prom as of now is canceled or is postponed. Obviously, we would love not to have to cancel it. We are going to wait and just see kind of where the governor goes with deadlines and dates as far as us being able to have a prom. If we are able to return to school in May, I'll be working with those students who have been planning the prom and staff and looking at moving the date back and having it at the same venue we're having it at. I also had a question on if school is canceled, will prom still go on? And that's a great question. As of right now, I would have to say depending on the circumstances of the state, we would have to see when and if we would be able to host a prom, and then depending on what guidelines the governor puts out, like I stated earlier, we do want to obviously have the prom, we do want to have graduation, we will do our best to have those. Right now it's just up in limbo as far as if and when we are able to return or what our regulations would be to host those two events. So as that information comes, we will definitely keep everyone up to date and in the loop as far as any information that we have.
All of our CIS families, I'm just re-updating. We have moved all of our classes into Google Classroom. All of our students have access to their Google Classroom and have been doing a fantastic job. They need to be logging in every day, checking their work, checking with each of their teachers. If they have any questions specifically, you can make comments in Google Classroom. You can send emails in Google Classroom. For parents, there's buttons on the side where it can tell you if they've submitted or turned in work. And then we are posting grades into Progress Book so that if anything is missing, we can mark it as missing there. If you need a Progress Book login, please email me. I can get you a Progress Book login, and you can set your settings to send you an alarm or an email if your child has a missing assignment. So it's a great way to kind of track what's going on. But we could just make sure you keep checking Progress Book. The kids have done fantastic. We appreciate all the effort that has gone into creating schedules and times at home to make this flow as best as possible for all of our kids. The parents, you've done a fantastic job at helping support learning at home. And if you need anything, if you have any questions, feel free to email any of the teachers or any of the administrators, because we're happy to help as well. The students can email through their Gmail accounts, so when they're logged into their Google Classroom, they can get into their Google email and send teachers emails that way too, and can also check their own grades. Our high schoolers and our sixth graders are very good about knowing how to log into their student Progress Book accounts and check their own stuff as well, so they can be accountable on their end. We have been sitting outside of CIS for any work that has been completed that anyone wants to turn in, and those will continue to stay there. This can be from the first couple weeks that we were out, anytime those packets are done, or if there's anything that the kids just want to turn in because they wrote information out. If anyone is struggling with internet connection or accessibility, please send us a quick email too so that we can help support you where you are at.
Okay, in regards to athletics, just to reiterate, these are trying times for all of us, and I know our kids are missing athletics, our coaches are missing our kids, and I'm missing all of them. I have two collegiate athletes at home with me now, so this is trying times for all of us. Again, we are going to continue to monitor the situation through the governor. Yesterday, the Ohio High School Athletic Association did send out a member school update. You can find that update on OHSAA.org or on the Chippewa Twitter site. But basically, the Ohio High School Athletic Association has come up with a new spring sports schedule should we return to school on May 4th. Again, that's if we would happen to be able to return to school on May 4th. They have sent out a new schedule. Basically, it would be a week-long acclimation period, with the spring sports season starting on May 9th. And you can see all those schedules in regards to tournament play and regular season play with the spring sports seasons concluding the last week of June, the first week of July. With that said, we are still in a mandatory no contact period with our student athletes at this time. Our coaches should not be with our athletes. They can communicate with them through social media to keep them updated and posted and come up with a plan should we come back to school on May 4th. But again, this is all tentative through the state of Ohio. We will continue to monitor this through the governor. You can find all this information with those schedules, proposed schedules again, on OHSAA.org or on the Chippewa Twitter account. We will also, again, continue to monitor this in regards to summer practices and moving into the fall, but at this time we are most concerned with the spring sports season and what lies ahead of us in the next few days. So again, please reach out to me if you have any questions via email or through my cell phone number. Thank you.
Hello, just a heads up, Marion Street, Huffman are still closed. We have been in contact with the Viatus, and they are sending out their forestry crew currently to clean up the trees that are laying across Huffman. Please avoid the area at all costs. I understand it's pretty interesting to see, but for your safety, stay away from the area. Once again, anybody in those areas, if you guys need help, need food, call your local police department, us, and we'll come out and help you out in any way we can. Thank you. I have no questions.
Okay. Just in case there are people that are joining in that have not been on the chat up until this point or joined in late, we did go over the way that our at-home learning is looking for at Hazel Harvey currently. So for grades preschool through second grade, we are still very much sending home the learning packets. The teachers have prepared those for several weeks out. The new learning packets that were to begin this week are still available if you have not picked them up. They are in bins by grade level as well as by homeroom, right outside the main entrance of the school. So you can pick those up today and tomorrow. They will be brought into the building tomorrow. There are turn-in bins there as well that are by grade level. So if you have work to turn in, please go ahead and do that as well. Teachers are communicating often to families, to the students. Some of them are daily, some of them are just multiple times through the week, but offering you guidance and also just alerting you that they're there for your questions, concerns, anything that you have feedback for us through this process, because this very much is still unknown. So if you do have questions, please don't hesitate to let your homeroom teacher know. Please let me know. We want to help you through this process as much as we can, because this is still very much unknown and new to all of us. At the Hazel Harvey level, we do just want to maintain current level skills the best we can. So knowing that this is a foundation building age group where many of them are still learning to read, they need to do just that every single day. They need repetitious practice with reading and learning those sounds and how to blend the sounds together to be fluent readers. So there's not going to be a lot of new instruction coming from our end as much as it's just continued practice and maintaining the skill levels that are there. There's not a whole lot of grading that's going to take place at our level. It is just completion of tasks and then feedback coming to you from the teachers so that they can alert you of what else to continue practicing and supporting at home. We commend your efforts as parents that are now teachers. You are on the front lines just like we are every day, and so I want you to know how much we appreciate that. We miss our kids so much and wish that they could be with us. So continue doing what you're doing. It does not have to be an entire day's worth of work. What they get completed at school in 6.5 hours time might take you 2 hours tops at home, and it should be chunked. Don't have any of your kids sitting for 2 hours at a time trying to learn and work through any of those activities. They will get overwhelmed, they will get stressed out, and in turn, you will become overwhelmed and stressed out as well. That's not what our day looks like, so please don't try to make it their day at home. Thank you again for all that you're doing. Information from our summer reading program will come out to you as we continue to develop what that process is going to look like. Last year, it was the second week of June through the end of June, so 3 weeks total with 12 days in session. We hope to have something similar to that, but it might have to be an online model based on what the governor's guidelines are for any kind of contact with social distancing or, you know, being able to meet with small groups. So as we have that information, that will continue to be provided to you. So please look for that information. I would ask you to check your email pretty frequently because we are frequently communicating with our parents. Thank you again for all you're doing. And if you have questions, do not hesitate to ask us. Thank you.
All right. From the high school, just to recap, one, thank you to all of you out there working, students, parents, and our staff doing an awesome job with this situation that obviously none of us were prepared for. So thank you for your great effort. And I hope everybody stays healthy and safe. An update on graduation is as followed. Obviously, if we are not able to have it at the current scheduled time, we will be looking at an on-campus graduation in June. Those tickets that have already been reserved will stay the same. And Mrs. DeAngelis has all of those, so we should be all set. We would have it in the gymnasium, very similar to last year's ceremony. If for whatever reason we're unable to have it in June, I apologize. Officer Nate just said something funny. Apparently this is pick on my me day. If we cannot have graduation in June, we will have it, some type of a ceremony in July. What that would look like, we're not really sure. But we will, be as creative as possible and come up, with a nice ceremony, with whatever limitations, are given to us. Also prom currently is postponed. Again, we'll be waiting for information from the governor as to when we could reschedule that. And at that point in time, we'll be planning together to see where that would take place, when, and try to obviously give the junior-senior class the best prom that we're able to give them. Completion of work is the biggest thing that we're looking for. Our staff is doing a great job of getting information out, teaching online lessons, you know, running some Zoom meetings, those types of things. So if you do have any questions as those lessons are being given out, please feel free to email myself or any staff. There are hours that they have set aside to answer those questions. And if for whatever reason you're not able to, during that time, they will get to you as soon as possible. I just got a question. Oh, yeah, to Jamie. I will finish up the high school, and then we'll let Jamie become unmuted. Again, if you need a Chromebook, please reach out to us via email. We'll make sure and sign you one out. If you're having troubles with one or they're not working, please do the same. If you do not have Wi-Fi, please email me, and I will let everybody know, you know, that from the staff side, get packets. Either delivered to you or picked up, and then have them dropped off and graded and then entered into progress book. Scheduling is going on as normal. Basically, Jenna and April are working diligently at home. They are very close to getting the scheduling done, probably by the end of this month, beginning of May. That will be basically completed. We will be looking at adding some courses for our junior high. And if we are not back at school, we will use a Google survey to allow those students to rate what classes they would want for their electives. The DC trip has been canceled. We are working with the company who is working with all of their vendors to get their money returned to them and then in return get us our refunds. Once we are given updates on that, we will make sure that the senior parents and students are given that updated information. And we will get you your guys' refunds as soon as we possibly can. Please be patient as these things are taking a long time. There was a question on here. Last day for seniors as of right now would remain the same day. We will email an updated schedule out just so that everyone knows what the last day of seniors is, what the last day of grades would be. Obviously, if we are not back in school in May, just so that, you know, all seniors are aware and, you know, that everyone has all of the graduation requirements completed. We will make sure that those grades are done in time to update transcripts and make sure that those transcripts are sent out to anyone who needs them for the military or any other reason. And here is Mrs. Ellinger with an update from CIS.
Thank you. We are still doing grades. Students are really being graded on and monitored for completion. And if there's anything that is specific for a grade for quizzes, they've been doing those through Edgelastic or in their Google Classrooms. We are understanding that everyone's internet access is different. Everyone's computer time is different. And there is a lot of extensions for due dates. And if a retake is necessary, the teachers are getting in touch with students that, you know, we're giving an opportunity to redo anything that would specifically be used for a grade. We are trying to monitor and make sure that the students are successful even at home. And we appreciate that there's been so much parent support for that. So our fifth and sixth grade students are still getting grades. Our third and fourth, along with fifth and sixth, are standards based. So we have our plus checks and minuses that monitor our standards to show parents how successful students are at each standard. And when report cards do come home for the fourth 9 weeks, those may be a little more limited than normal, but that's because we're addressing specific core strong standards within each grade level that will continue to help our students to be successful as they move into the next grade levels. And we're trying to do a lot of that with reteach and review of items, but still introducing a little bit of new materials depending on the grade level and the groups within each grade level. Each classroom specific to your child's needs is set up a little bit differently. So if we're coming back, students will still get their typical report card as they would normally at the end of the school year. And if for some reason we do not return to school, our students will have report cards mailed home to them at the end of May. We do appreciate the everyone who's chose to log in today and just ask questions, and that we have the ability to answer these for you as we continue to move through this process. And it's been said a lot, but we will continue to thank and appreciate all the parent support that we've had at home, and reiterate that if there's something that you need, please email us, please reach out, because we are here to help and support as well.
Thanks, Jamie. It's kind of unique, but one of the opportunities that our teachers, our entire staff, our community, and our kids will never forget. It's just a great lesson in life. Sometimes it's more about how you react to things, the ability to adapt, be persistent and persevere through times when you just can't control everything that's going on around you. Our principals are coming in and checking the buildings daily. They come through to make sure everything's okay, make sure something hasn't been dropped off. They're double checking messages. We're using the technology to forward our phone calls. If somebody would call into the district office or call into a building, it's going to a principal or secretary during our normal work hours, and then going to our teachers' emails or going to our teachers' phone messages bank. We try to continue to work through this unique situation. And at the same point in time, it's a great learning experience. We find out things that we do well. We found out things that we don't do as well. We keep on looking to improve. We're taking a look at some of our programs that we're using, our online and web-based programs, those companies that are working with us, those that are not, and we'll probably end our relationships with those people that do not want to work with us. And so we developed and found a good, strong idea as to who our partners are and who is willing to work with us, you know, at this time. Students, if you're going to college, you're going to take a class online. I can honestly speak to this. I probably paid for 8 or 9 classes for my own son who just graduated last year from the University of Akron. And he pretty much had an entire semester online. He reported to one class, one day a week. The rest of his classes during that semester were all online. There's no way of avoiding some type of online class. So this is a great learning experience for you as to whether there's a better time of the day that you work. Personally, I come into the office to work in my office because there's too many distractions at my house. And so I avoid going to the house to do work. I try to come in here just to avoid all the distractions. And, you know, I go around and check on the buildings. I'm a visual learner. I like seeing what's going on and having those communications that way. I know others are very comfortable working from their homes. And so you're developing these skill sets and you're becoming a little better learner and how you learn, you know, through this piece. Please communicate with your teachers as things come up. If you're struggling with something, call them. I know that trying to transition from a very low at a knowledge level, you're trying to memorize everything and going to an analyzation, that teacher is that resource through that transition of comparing and contrasting, synthesizing, analyzing, and coming to conclusions as to how things actually work. And sometimes, you know, working with other students, you'll be able to work through that, working with your parents, relatives, learning to ask fact-finding questions instead of asking for yes-no questions is going to help you get to those answers even better. We hope that we're open for business back in May. I don't anticipate it, but we're hoping we're open for business back in May. But we will continue to update, check the websites and the social media pieces. I try to put out a weekly letter as to what's going on and what's happening around the schools. I send out stuff to the staff as much as I possibly can to let them know what we know, you know, at the superintendent's level, and that information is being passed on. Parents, I assure you that staff is meeting with their principals through online mechanisms, emails, and keeping track of each other and what's going well. They're teaching each other, hey, this is working real well for me. Maybe you should try this. And so we continue to develop our skill set, you know, for all of our teachers that are going, you know, going through this also. This is a unique situation. We were prepared for. We will be looking at an online program. Mr. Rodriguez is leading that piece as to an online program where kids will be able to take some of their classes online starting in the fall and not actually coming into the building. So if you do enjoy this type of learning, you know, we're going to be able to facilitate it and have classes for you and have a resource for you if this is the way that you do like to learn. So we'll continue to work through it. I mean, I haven't got a question here in a while. We told everybody we'd be online here at 1 o'clock. To remind people to come back through. How the 7th and 8th grade, 9, 10, 11, 12th grade teachers are grading work and the packets they do is different than what's happening at the intermediate school, and that is different than what's happening at Hazel Harvey. Please contact your teachers if you have any questions. Contact your principals if you're unsure about things. Those seniors that are worried about your grades or worrying about getting transcripts out, whether you're going to the military, whether you're applying for a job, or whether, you know, you're going on to college, please contact Jenna and April. They will get transcripts to you. Employers understand what is going on. Colleges are quite aware, and they have extended all of their registration times. So, you know, work with them, communicate, develop these skills, asking some fact-finding questions. If you have date and deadlines that you have to meet, I am sure that we will do everything that we possibly can to meet those deadlines and get through that. With that piece, I'm not sure if there's any principals that have anything else to add or if you're getting emails that I'm not seeing or anything down there at the bottom. Using the number one question I'm asked about kids, you're going to give us snow days? Well, I'm giving you snow days, rainy days, sunny days, all in the same block of time here, but, you know, please use them wisely. Schedule some time to get your work done. If you come across questions, ask some fact-finding questions. Utilize your social media tools to get questions and complete your work. This is as much as an opportunity for you to control your own learning and your own growth as it is for the teachers to create opportunities for you. Have fun with it. You'll learn as you go. Sometimes a school of hard knocks is a pretty good school to go through. And you learn that you like things or don't like things a certain way and or delivered in those manners. So we'll continue to work and deliver our best service to you as we go through this year and through this trying time. Maintain those distances. Make sure Mr. Rodriguez has shown you as a role model. Don't be touching your face very often. Wash your hands. Visit your local businesses. We actually have a calendar, at my house where we call in and get it to go order and leaving tips for those people that are going to there, but just trying to make this work and function for everybody as we go through this. Probably as good as time as there is any. One of the things I was constantly asked questions when I got here was our never-ending list of student supplies. That has come through loud and clear that we are getting, that the supply list is getting long and people are out there spending hours buying student supplies. Next year, we're going to move into a method where that list is going to be pretty much gone. It's down to 5 items is what I told the principals to tell their grade level teachers to come up with. The school, the fees were at $35. We have moved to more online programming and licensing fees have increased. So we're going to look to move the fees to $50, but provide everything that was on that list from last year. And we're going to distribute that information next week. But note cards, markers, colored pencils, crayons, scissors, none of those things will need to be bought next year. We will buy them as a school district and get those out to the kids and have them in the classrooms so that we won't have to have them as individuals. And so we'll see if that is going to continue to, if we can able to do that as a school, we're able to purchase things a little bit at a cheaper price. We'll be able to purchase them as bulk. And so make that a huge savings, hopefully, to our families. Some of the information I was getting back that they thought that their supply list was into the $70, $80, and $90 list. And so we're going to try to cut that all the way back and supply all those supplies for the kids with that and just have a one-time fee for everybody, which includes their licensing fees onto Microsoft Office, RAS Kids. What are the other ones? Somebody yell them out at me. Scholastic. Edulastic, Mystery Science, all those things all have individual fees for kids. And so we're going to wrap them all into one fee and see if we can get that taken care of. Matt, I do see some questions coming back up. I know as people join the meetings, they have similar questions. If you want to answer some questions about graduation and grading again.
All right. Graduation.
If not, we'll be looking at a date in June to have graduation in our gymnasium, just like we did last year. The tickets that have already been reserved for families, those will stay the same. If we are unable to have a graduation in June, then we will be looking at doing something in July and becoming as creative as possible, to give our seniors the best graduation that we're able to do with the limitations that are set up for us. Once again, prom is postponed. We'll be looking to see when we get back, make plans for a prom later on in May, or maybe even visiting the idea of moving it into June. It's something that we would have to look at, meet, and be very flexible with. Were there other questions?
All right. Hey, for those that joined late, we did record this, and we had a lot of questions at the beginning of the Zoom. I'm not sure if 2 hours is too long or it's perfect. We tried to – the thought process behind it was to do it over a potentially a work break or a lunch break for those that are working, and that's why we picked 11 to 1. So even if you're able to shoot back an email to your principal or something that this time worked better or another time would work, we plan on doing this again next Thursday. We'll start at 11 a.m. We had over 100 participants took place today. We've been assured by Zoom that we do not have to worry about the number of participants, that they're going to allow us in for more. We'll be working from separate offices next week. We met today and spread ourselves out in the CIS library just so we had a good flow for how the meeting would go. But we'll come back to just allowing people to, you know, come in and listen to what's going on, put in chat any questions they have. If you would email your principal, we'll have those questions ready to go and we'll answer them again. We continue to repeat some of the information as people join the meetings. And so for those that have stayed through the entire meeting, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Getting to see a lot of people's houses as they go through and everything that's going on behind them and the kids that have been part of it. So we do appreciate you joining in. We want to continue to communicate and distribute information as soon as we get it and be as transparent as possible with everything that we know. I do not know when school is going to be back in. There's not any secret superintendent meeting behind the scenes that are taking place. I ask other superintendents, if you heard anything, do you know anything that I don't know or anything you've been told from another superintendent? And we just kind of wait for the same meeting that everybody else does at 2 o'clock with the governor that gives us the information, what's going on. In terms of dates, we plan on starting school next year on time, unless we're told to move it back. And potentially, I doubt if we would move it up. We already had a moratorium from the governor in terms of things that we're allowed to do from a school in terms of we're meeting the hours that are required by law by providing online instruction. Athletics, we're just waiting to hear from the OHSAA or the governor whether those are a go. We are planning to be back in school on May 1st, and we are planning not to be back in school on May 1st. And we'll continue to, you know, exercise both plans and be ready to go either way. In terms of transcripts, like we continue to say, contact your guidance counselor so we can get those out. If you have specific questions regarding grading or how is homework counted, how are tests being assessed, please contact your teacher or your principals. They will have that information for everybody. One of the big things, open enrollment for us. If you're a current open enrollment student, please, please get your packet in. It is a first come, first serve basis. Last year, we did have to close open enrollment prior to the start of the school year because we've reached our maximum number. So if you're a returning open enrollment student, get your packet in. If you're aware of somebody that wants to attend Chippewa Local Schools coming in there, they need to get the packet from online and they need to bring it to the district office. There's a mail slot there. Mr. Sherrock created a sign, just put it in the mail slot. We check it daily, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Somebody always stops in that office to check on the mail and pick things up along those lines. Principals are in their buildings on a daily basis. They come in and check things. But if you have questions, if you call the office, those phones are forwarded to either to a secretary or the building principal, and they get the messages, and they'll get those messages to the teachers, and we'll get those things arranged. For those students that had testing coming up regarding their IEP and all those things, contact Mr. Schrock or contact your case manager, and they will get information back to you. We're doing a lot of Google and Zoom meetings to take place so we can maintain as best we can and continue to work on these strategies if we'd ever have to use them in the future or for even a longer period of time than where we are at this time. The track in the stadium is closed. We've been asked to close that because we are not cleaning it on a daily basis. So we close that. Our playgrounds are closed. Please stay off the playgrounds. We're going to have the maintenance department put up the yellow, please don't cross this line, caution tape. We will sanitize everything again if we are opening back up. At this point in time, employees are being called back on a, you know, one-to-one or maybe two-at-a-time basis to, you know, cut grass and maintain some of the maintenance that needs to be done in the buildings and outside the buildings, you know, as we go on. So you may see some activity at the buildings, but it's, we don't want to let the grass get 2 feet high, you know, so we'll be having people coming in and cutting grass, you know, and cleaning up around the buildings and just checking around for the, you know, it's overall at this point. Teachers, we are looking at potentially a May 13th opening the buildings for you to come back in, run copies if needed, and access your classrooms. If we're allowed to do that on the 13th, we'll open the buildings up on that. But watch your emails as we'll get that information out to you. One of the questions I did see right here, principals, did you see that question down there? For the teachers to publicize their meetings a little bit more clearly on the website and disseminate that, even if we need to disseminate that through School Messenger, we'll do it that way. I'm not sure if we can create small groups through School Messenger, but we'll investigate that possibility. The teacher can create a group for their class, but we will try to disseminate that meeting even out there as much as we can on the website. If teachers are going to meet daily at 10 o'clock with their class, that they can, you know, put that on the website so everybody can see exactly when that class is meeting with that. Can anybody comment on that, or anybody have any more information than I have? Hey, for the 27 people to the left, every one of the principals has ignored me at this point. So let me see if I'm going to unmute them. And this is Olinger, and
I'm putting on an email now.
I'll unmute all the principals.
Our Zoom meetings at CIS are in their Google Classrooms. Each of the links are in their Google Classrooms. And depending on the teacher, if they've set up weekly meetings, I have emailed those out to families. I know it's a little more difficult for the junior senior high because depending on their schedule depends on who they're meeting with when. So Zoom meetings usually are assigned on Google so that it pops up on their list of assignments when they log in. It's on the left side so the students can see typically what they need to, that is assigned for the day and the due date. And that looks different for students compared to the teachers, and the students should be able to follow that for their meetings, and has the links on there, especially if they're repeating meetings. And I know within CIS, each of our teachers have a schedule specific for their classes or their core classes that they're working with throughout the day. And that has been a great resource. So we appreciate, Kelly, that you're asking about that, because the teachers get a chance to kind of touch base with the kids, ask some comprehension questions, go over math equations from what had been submitted through the week. We've done some read alouds for students, as well as just games and activities. Their grade did a Go Noodle activity through their Zoom last week, so all the kids got up and danced and moved together, which it's nice sometimes just to get to see each other and use that as a resource for socializing since we are keeping our distances. So using this platform has been great. There's also Google Meets. It's another platform that some of CIS teachers are using as well. And but we appreciate your input as a parent so that we know how you're feeling and trying to keep track of everything.
I would just echo, I mean, everything that Jamie just said. Our staff's doing the same things. I will send out an email reminder just for staff that do have remind to make sure and put those Zoom meetings on so that parents are notified. I know that many of them have just set up certain days and times, and those students are aware of it, but I think it would help those staff members that are signed up on Remind to put out a quick message so that parents are aware of that. So I will be emailing our staff out once this meeting concludes.
At Hazel Harvey, there are not Google Classrooms in place outside of maybe one or two second grade classrooms that are utilizing that resource. There are grade level specific Zoom meetings, though, that are set up by different teachers. And when those are set up, they are going to be shared out via email. So the link is a reminder on that day to get on if you would like to participate. It is not a required thing. It is just a way for our teachers to stay connected visually and in person somewhat with their students, and for the students to see some of their friends online. So while it might be an assigned requirement for some of the upper grade levels, it is just a way for us to stay connected at Hazel Harvey, and those are being communicated via email. I'm also, as I see them coming out from our staff, putting them on our Facebook page. So that's another way that you can stay connected with that, is through the Hazel Harvey Elementary Facebook page and seeing what updates are there daily. I know that some of our students that are working with intervention specialists and service providers are using either Google Meet or Zoom as well. And so those things are communicated out by the intervention specialists or the service providers to those parents and families via email or a Google Classroom setup. So just keep checking those different online resources for that communication to come out, and you should have access to that on a daily basis. Please let us know if you have questions. We're still seeing some come through the chat, so we aren't going to be here for a whole lot longer, but if you do have additional questions, please send them our way.
Hey, I haven't had any new people log on for the last 15 minutes, so it's a little bit before one, so I am going to close the meeting here. Thank you, everybody, for logging in. I appreciate it. You guys stay safe. Hopefully the weather warm up a little bit. We will be back next Thursday. We'll start at 11. It'll probably go 11 to 12:30. That seemed to be, you know, our highest traffic time. And as I said, if you have questions, please email them in. We'll answer them next Thursday as best we can. If they need a quick answer, the principals will get back to you. But thank you for taking the time. We'll continue to communicate in this method on Thursdays, starting at 11 o'clock. Until we have a know for sure if we're going to finish the school year or if we're going to be finishing online or actually coming back to school, and we'll go from there. But thank you for logging in. Everybody take care. God bless, and we'll see you soon.